Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limone, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. New subscribers to Poetry Magazine also receive an exclusive tote bag. Get yours at poetrymagazine.org/totes4poets. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ. I'm Erin Allen. Between the skyscrapers, traffic jams, and literal concrete, Chicago is giving concrete jungle. But there are all kinds of actual animals in that jungle as well.
If you took a city and turned it upside down and shook it, you would be surprised at the menagerie that falls out.
This is Matt Simpson. He wanted to know, what strange animals have been found in Chicago? And it's a pretty long list. There are the ones that have made national and local news, Chonkosaurus, Chance the Snapper, that cougar in Roscoe Village. But how did all these animals end up here in the first place? And alive or dead, what happens to them when they're found? Let's grab Chicago's big shoulders, turn it upside down, shake, and see what falls out. Starting with your typical farm animals. Goats, pigs, chickens, a lot of these end up falling or straight up jumping out of trucks while they're being transported on the highway. And one time, three donkeys were abandoned in a trailer on the Chicago Skyway. And then there are the exotic animals, perhaps illegally acquired, whose owners have bitten off more than they can chew and need to get rid of them.
It's never surprising, but it's never expected either.
This is Angela Rayburn. She's been with Chicago Animal Care and Control for 12 years. And she says the vast majority of their calls are for stray domestic pets, usually cats and dogs. But earlier in her tenure, she got a report about a 20-pound vervet monkey.
I see an email come through and it said, I found a stray monkey in the yard. Can someone please pick it up? And I'm thinking, this isn't autocorrect. Maybe it's a donkey, right?
Angela called the woman and learned that she had brought the monkey into her home, which is strange. Why would you bring a stray monkey into your house? So Angela dispatched a care and control officer to investigate.
He gets to the house. He finds that it is inside her house, but it's in a cage. Clearly her own pet. She says, yes, I got this monkey. She got it from Indiana as a baby, and it was about a year and a half at that point. I think it became too much for her. So she says, yes, I'll release ownership of the monkey.
Animal Care ended up rehoming the monkey at a sanctuary in Texas. They named him Willis in honor of Chicago after Willis Tower. Angela says exotics are pretty unusual for the department, but they've seen their fair share over the years. They've chased down a hedgehog, iguanas, snakes, and even a peacock they found strutting down a city alley.
The goal is always, one, to apprehend it safely, make sure it's contained safely, but find live outcome or placement for it, right? We always want the animals to live out their best life.
In order to do this, they work with other official offices, like the Chicago Police Department and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. They work with veterinary hospitals and sometimes the Lincoln Park Zoo, which advises them on handling certain species and even provides food until animal control finds them a home. Speaking of the zoo, they've had some exotic animals escape. A couple of sea lions, a hyena, and even an elephant got loose one time and smashed into a couple buildings on the north side. But don't worry, the last one that made headlines was Otto the gorilla back in 1982. He got out of his cage, but never left the zoo. They seem to have gotten their security in check since then. From strange animals to strange situations, there's some wildlife that animal control does not oversee, including the rodents we city dwellers love to hate, rats.
And under the alley light was a whiskey bottle on its side with a puddle of whiskey around it. And then I saw a rat run out from the darkness and get a drink and leave.
This is Mike Achari, retired streets and sanitation superintendent, talking about a wild night with some rats outside of Wrigley Field.
And then I saw another one come out, but they were having a good old time with that whiskey. All they needed was little blue hats. It would have been like a Cubs party.
Rats and roadkill are far from exotic in Chicago, but the people who deal with them are no strangers to hairy, straight-up nasty situations.
I would get all kinds of calls. Mike, could you do me a favor? And, you know, on such and such an address, so that there's a dead deer, a dead rat, a dead squirrel. And I'm like, I'll take care of it.
It wasn't necessarily Mike's job to go and handle these calls himself, but he did it anyway.
If there's a quite frankly, a voter in my district, I'll take care of their deer. Somebody has a problem with that. I'm as easy to find as a blue moon.
The animals Mike took care of were usually dead, but not always. In that case, are we calling the hospital? Are we euthanizing these animals? Are we leaving them? What are we doing?
I'll plead the fifth on that. Let me just say Mrs. McGillicuddy is happy with what happened.
The situation was handled.
The situation was handled, just like everything else. I'm very proud of that.
In the city that works, whether it crawls, slithers, swings, whatever, Chicago is going to take care of it. If you cannot get enough of all this animal talk, you are in luck. Next episode, we're going to an animal hospital to meet some of the most exotic species to ever come through the Chicago area and the lovely people who care for them. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely